The McLean and Dickey Aurelia Terriers suffered their first loss of the season Saturday night, but less than 12 hours later, bounced back with a solid effort to get back on the winning track. With the weekend split, the Terriers sport an impressive 7-1 record in Provincial Junior Hockey League action. The Terriers looked poised to extend their season-opening winning streak against a strong Schaumburg squad on home ice at Rotary Place Saturday night. An early third-period goal from Devin Edmonds, his second of the contest, gave the Terriers a 4-2 advantage over the visiting Cougars, and things looked positive for the home side. But Schaumburg exploded for 5 unanswered goals en route to rallying to an improbable 7-4 victory in front of 252 fans at Rotary Place. Josh Brown, with his team-leading 6th goal of the season, and Mason Beck also scored for the Terriers in their first defeat of the season. Goaltender Wade Minogue suffered his first loss of the season between the pipes as Schaumburg outshot Aurelia 42-33. Despite the disheartening defeat, the Terriers rebounded Sunday afternoon with a 3-0 win over the host Caledon Golden Hawks. Aurelia got off to fast start when Isaiah Phillip scored his 5th goal of the season just 17 seconds into the game. In the second, Sam Pink tallied his 3rd goal of the season to extend the lead to 2-0 heading into the final frame. In the third, the Terriers kept up the pressure, outshooting their rivals 15-3 in the final period. Noah Mountain scored a late, empty net goal to secure the victory. Aurelia outshot Caledon 43-26 as netminder Reed Spinola earned the shutout and picked up the win in goal. Spinola has a perfect 4-0 record and has allowed just 5 goals in those 4 goals. He has a sparkling 1.26 goals against average. After the weekend split, the Terriers are now 1 point behind Schaumburg atop the North Carruthers division, but the Cougars have played one more game than Aurelia. The two teams will clash again this week. Aurelia will travel to Schaumburg Thursday night. The Terriers are back on home ice Saturday night when they host the rival Midland Flyers in an 8 p.m. contest at Rotary Place.